This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. officials confirmed Saturday three U.S. cargo planes have dropped humanitarian aid into Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation. And President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A U.S. official said Saturday Israel has essentially endorsed the framework of an agreement that would include a six-week ceasefire in Gaza. The news comes as negotiators are expected to resume talks in Cairo Sunday. Humanitarian groups say a ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza is desperately needed as healthcare infrastructure has been destroyed and basic necessities are scarce. In an interview with Associated Press, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council Thursday said the situation in the Gaza Strip was screaming for a ceasefire. He said he's never seen a population so bombarded for so long in such a crowded area with no means of escape.
In the far north, where people are in a famine situation, there is no other way to describe it because there hasn't been aid there for a long time. 300,000 people are in the north. We want to reach them. We need a ceasefire so we can have rational, organized humanitarian work across the Gaza Strip.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com.